All right, time for the crossover. Gary Sharp Show. Shane in the producing spot. Damon in a chair off to my right.
Holy cow.
I wasn't loud when I was.
Wow. Listening. Oh, my gosh. Like, I can't hear, but whoever was using that plug-in before definitely can't hear.
Which one are you using?
Using the bottom one?
Yeah, nobody uses it. I use this one.
Oh. I use the one. Somebody had that turn up. I know I can't hear, but.
I use that one.
What are we doing?
Crossover.
Where's Norwood?
Yeah, where is George?
Where is George, Shane?
Maybe he's looking for the English D.
Whatever the hell it is.
All show long. Been looking for the English D.
Isn't Norwood a Cubs fan?
No, he's a White Sox
fan. Play to win the game.
Oh, what? He's on the wrong side. Why are you mad? What's wrong? You just want Shane to, like, pay
because
attention?
Shane has let his beard grow, so now it's coming out the bottom of the mask.
Yeah, a lot of people like that right now, doing this pandemic thing out the bottom of the mask. Kind of gross.
Man. You're a good-looking dude, Shane.
Shane says he's thick.
Oh,
look how
Lord,
gray you are.
Oh, Lord, have mercy.
What is going on in here?
Red. Dude just took everything off.
Red and gray.
I thought you were, like, getting...
Dude, what is wrong? Are you that perturbed?
Don't get naked.
Do you want me to go out and move my car, too?
No, I want you to go make me a sandwich.
Usually, I don't park next to you. But
why will nobody respond to that? Did you not hear me tell you to make me a sandwich?
Yeah, I don't know who you're talking to. I don't know. I don't know. Like, even if you asked nicely, I wouldn't make you a sandwich.
Hey, here comes I don't know who you think you're talking to.
Hey!
That's that man Norwood.
We have meetings.
What up, Norwood?
I bet you he was in a meeting. They tried to get us in a meeting today, and we're like, I'm sorry, we got to do a podcast.
And the person that kept him in the meeting doesn't know that he's on the air.
I'd like to talk to you guys around 10:30. Does that work?
No.
Yeah, come on down in the basement. That's where we'll be today.
We can't do that, sorry.
Chilling.
We are recording, sorry.
Yeah.
Maybe you're familiar with it. It's BS After Dark.
Good thing we're not on the air.
What's up, Norwood?
Norwood, what's up? I'm not sure if Gary was blaspheming you or not.
Gary?
Are you really a White Sox fan?
Yeah. Okay. If I had to choose one.
I wasn't sure if he was just saying that to, like,
my bad.
Mess with you or something.
It's all good.
Okay.
I've been in that field more.
Okay.
Easier to get in.
A lot.
Yeah. There's no doubt.
Yeah. Back when it was Comiskey, maybe.
I can get in there. There's spots open for me.
They go from Comiskey to Cellular to what is it now? What is the name of that ballpark?
It's Guaranteed Rate Field, I think,
yeah,
is what
terrible
it's called.
Name.
That is a brutal name.
Terrible.
That's a brutal name. Guaranteed what do they call
who?
It? The Gare?
Guaranteed who?
They still rate. Call it Comiskey.
Guaranteed Rate.
That's what I would do.
Rate?
Like rate.
Oh, I thought 18. You said rake. I was like, oh, that's kind of a play on words, maybe.
Guaranteed
you're just
going
to have it be a good offensive-minded ballpark or something.
Like some financial loan office.
Yeah,
thing.
Guaranteed rate.
It's a brutal place if you have to sit in the upper deck.
The upper room.
It is the steepest upper deck, I believe, in all of baseball.
Oh, yeah.
Dang.
Yeah, you. If you're going to sit in the upper deck, I would sit in the first couple of rows so you don't have to walk up the steps. You make a misstep. You might be sitting on home plate.
Lord Jesus Christ, my shoe.
But the outfield, they put a lot of work into it. Like the outfield part, where they have like a lot of the entertainment stuff and
right.
beer gardens.
Nice?
Really, really nice.
Cool.
Going back to something we said earlier, Michael, the amazing Daniel said a six-second hug is bordering on foreplay.
So they said if it's past 6 seconds, it means you're a pickpocket? I don't know, something like that. I don't know.
Sometimes people just need a hug.
So here's what it says. The study said that if you want to make somebody who is feeling poorly feel better, the minimum hug is 6 seconds. Which I didn't think that was that big a deal, but
it's a
Damon's
long
like, that's a long, long time.
Just count 6 seconds.
We did. I sick one Mississippi, two Mississippi, three Mississippi, and I ate the lollipop.
That's a long time.
I don't think so. If somebody like
if somebody's you, really bad shit, they're
yeah.
crying.
Yeah, if you look
very
at somebody
sad.
And like you can see, man, they need a hug, and you just squeeze tight. Oh yeah, 6 seconds is not that bad,
fellas.
So, okay, again, I don't believe it's a stranger. I think it's somebody you know.
Bingo.
It's somebody
fellas.
You know.
It's not like hello, hi. I'm
all right.
So and so.
Does context matter? Because I'm telling all three of you right now, if we walked out into that little bullpen. And let's say old Norwood, I just like saying that.
Let's say it's 2 years ago.
Gave Alyssa a hug, and it was 6 seconds.
Let's say it's
2 years
ago.
And we're just watching. Again, to a man, we'd be like.
Is she crying?
She's going through something.
She's going through. They said somebody that feels bad to make them feel better. So yeah. Say she's crying.
Like, hey,
you walk by, you give her a hug, you hug her for 6 seconds.
It's a long time.
Yeah, it's a little bit. But
like, right?
It's a long time before a hug if somebody really needs it. It's the perfect amount of
maybe
time.
Then somebody would make me a sandwich.
He's going to hug a stranger?
Well, see, again, not a stranger. Somebody you know.
I'm not even hugging most people I like.
Why didn't you bring a sandwich with you?
Because I want a particular sandwich. So particular? I want you to go to Brugger's.
Yeah, I'm not going to do that. And get although this, I wouldn't mind a salmon sandwich
and
right
get
now.
The five cheese with the salmon.
I wouldn't mind
the salmon.
Salmon
spread.
You put cheese on
and
a
slice. Yes, and a slice of cheddar. It's really thin. You can squish it. You slice it in half.
Bagels, lox, and cheese.
It will last me the day. Because apparently I won't be going home anytime
soon. It's a good sandwich. I know the feeling. We got to do this podcast. I got to get my hair cut. I got physical
be home
therapy.
From work
I
got
to pick up
the
kids.
To the house.
No, I know.
Okay. Just going to go ahead and get
gonna
that
run home,
out there.
Shower, put a suit on, and go.
Your boy doesn't even have his vehicle.
I got to
okay?
go. That's your own fault.
I'm getting texts from the
you
dealership saying it's ready.
You hit something.
No, I can't get there because the laundry list is extensive.
Stop hitting things.
It's not what happened.
You did. You said you
be
hit
something. Be a better friend.
Did you not hit something that damaged your wheel?
Why can't you just be encouraging?
I'm trying to help you out by telling you where you can go get a sandwich.
I told you to make me a sandwich. You said,
sandwich.
Who are you talking to?
Could you imagine walking into Brugger's and going behind a counter? And it's like, I got to make Damon a sandwich. Hold on. No, Zach, get away from me.
You must have been a big fan of Fuddruckers.
Hey, are those sandwich. Still around?
There's, yeah, they're right there, 72nd. Yeah, it's still
that,
there.
That
oh,
one
I don't
still
go
there.
That way.
Yeah, 72nd and Dodge, still there.
I try to avoid that intersection.
We're
crucial.
US Cellular Family.
You try to avoid
family.
Going south of Dodge. What are you talking That's, about?
We're US Cellular Family, so we go there occasionally when we have to wait for a phone.
Yeah.
Get your food there, wait for your phone.
I did just, we went to the Prep West Side baseball game the other day, and I went to that Jimmy John's right there.
That was fun.
That's not easy to get in and
out. Order online?
Right.
Right. So that corner has two of the most difficult places to get in and out of.
That's Starbucks.
So the parking lot that has Starbucks mm-hmm. and Chipotle
there,
and
yeah.
Sprint and all that,
yeah.
that's the most difficult parking lot in all of Omaha.
Yep.
Except
and then the
Jimmy for the John's, Phillips 66 right here on 50th.
Across the street.
Well,
that Joker's tough, too.
But whoever built that one at 72nd, yeah. that's impossible.
They must have didn't know tough. That people would park in the drive-through of the Starbucks.
Well,
so people are coming out this way. You're trying to park this way. There's no way to get through.
That Starbucks is extremely popular.
It's very busy.
And then once it gets backed up,
mm-hmm.
oh, it's a
then
nightmare.
You're screwed. Then you're in the street on Jones.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're coming from the other direction.
You and Mrs.?
Exactly. Me and Mrs. 72nd and Jones.
Gotta
trying to cut through there. But you're out on the other side of the street where Jimmy John's is. That's difficult to get in and out of too sometimes. Unless you're going to the 20s.
I'm losing my mind, George.
My mind's playing tricks on me.
I'm crabby. I can't believe.
How are they getting pits to the Cowboys? Okay, cool.
What?
They got pits going. What would pits mean for the Cowboys?
They just make up
You know,
stuff.
Sometimes you just bring the Cowboys up because people want to hate or love the Cowboys. Like it's
how
random.
How is Dallas getting up to draft pits?
I don't know.
Just be honest.
Do they have any draft capital?
I just can't. I'm just really hoping there's a rush on all these quarterbacks. And so guys like. Surefire guys like Surtain or Penei Sewell or some guys like that actually
now
drop.
That's who Dallas should go after.
makes sense, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
People are just weird.
Well, it's also, you know, now is Lion season. You can't believe anything anybody says.
Which is why I wanted the Jets to lie. It's what I wanted them to do. I'm just going to keep bringing that up until somebody says, oh, I agree.
Well, that's what, I mean, San Francisco has done a lot of things in the last couple of years. And they've been surprises, like guys they've acquired
mm-hmm.
or moves that they've made that they haven't, nobody has known about. And they've all of a sudden,
yeah.
oh my gosh, does anybody believe that all this chatter that they are in on Mac Jones?
If that's their
MO,
I can't believe
if their
it.
MO is to keep things quiet.
I don't believe it.
And now everybody's saying, oh, they're taking,
I agree.
They're Mac, taking Jones. Mac Jones.
Right.
I don't believe it.
Yeah,
they're going to get somebody to come up and make a deal, though.
Doesn't sound right.
You watch. Well, because that's how well-run organizations do
you
it.
You don't think they stay there at 3 and get a quarterback? But it's not Mac Jones?
I think
they could, but they're talking to the people that want Mac Jones. Hmm. They know who they want. Maybe that's why people are like low-key false slandering. Well, those are two things.
Justin Fields?
The same things. Justin Fields. Because that's the Niners guy. But I don't know. They can get him at 3. They don't have to really do that.
Yeah, and they're definitely taking a quarterback. Now Atlanta becomes the team that's in play.
It's the ooh, place, yeah.
The ATL.
Yeah, we're going over. So does Denver move up? Does New England move up? Who's the team that moves up using some draft capital?
I know one thing. If New England slides in and grabs Fields,
yeah.
I'm going to have a fit.
I know. People would be pissed off.
That is flipping scary.
Yeah. Mina Kimes, who is a big, I believe it's Ravens fan, she was on, and she was actually, she like cursed about that, about the Patriots.
It was, got her. Was it somebody sending her a random text on air and her losing her mind again?
That happens sometimes.
He just texts me.
That happens.
Call
sometimes.
Me.
That happens sometimes.
Call me. I just saw him. He said, Mina Kimes on Twitter. Call me.
But this is doing too much. You're on television. Did you forget?
You don't like your dog?
I mean, come on, man.
Dog's part of the podcast.
Dog is huge.
Yep.
Dog's big.
Yep.
What kind of dog she have?
A little dog.
Yeah, it's a little like you can put it in your purse
it's
dog.
It's a little dog.
Or put in a bag dog and carry it somewhere.
Now, that's a little dog. Biggie is small, and he can go in no one's purse.
You got a little dog.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a little bit bigger than
it's
a purse.
It's Lenny.
But
it's
you can
Mina
put it.
Mina Kimes featuring Lenny.
But you can put it in like
as in
a bag.
Kravitz?
That's her podcast.
Or Squiggy.
As in her dog.
Or the guy in Of Mice and Men.
Still her dog.
What about Lenny Randall? Former Seattle Mariner third baseman.
Oh, hey, that's pretty
what about,
good.
What about Lenny Harris?
Not Lenny Harris. Either.
What about Lenny Dykstra?
Not Lenny Dykstra.
Lenny Dykstra.
Lenny the dog.
Lenny Dykstra, you know what, hasn't been in jail
that
in a
dog
while.
Would not be little.
He tweeted that out. He said something like, I've been no jail for 2 years now or something he wrote.
Progress.
No rehab, no jail
he's,
for those 2 years.
I mean,
are you still
he's an interesting follow on Twitter.
Are you still in the potential dog market if you move?
I'm thinking about it.
I just want to see you with some responsibility. That would
thinking
be
about
hilarious.
It. I'm either going to get a kid or I'm going to get a dog.
I would go dog.
You see, hey, look, did you see the look on Norwood's face?
I would go dog.
George was like, huh?
Go dog. What if I adopt a kid? What, are you guys going to look down on me?
Yes.
That takes a long time. Do you have the patience?
Well, I'm not going to like get an infant. I want something older.
Something. Like yeah, I mean, nothing says future success as a parent by using a demonstrative to describe
older.
A person. I mean, that's older. Got whoa. That's got parent
got
of the year written all over
older?
It. I want to get something older.
No,
no,
menu.
Not that one.
The one older.
A newer version.
The older one.
Okay. Hey,
so
look, anyone with any athletic DNA.
Hey.
Hey, how's your arm? Are you left or right hand? Hey, psst, hey. Hey, can you
so,
pitch?
I've told this story before. A friend of mine from Fort Myers, his son is going to be the number one player in all of high school football. Well, he is right now as a sophomore. And I said, you know, if you ever want to send him up to live with me in Omaha, I'll take care of him. And then I could just like, you know, I could be a free agent. We could see who gives us the best deal around town to have the number one high school prospect in America
yeah,
playing
like,
for.
Dang, how did Sharpie move on that salary? I don't know. I don't know.
Hey, Sharpie, where'd
he's a
you
good
get
kid.
New,
wouldn't cause problems. I can leave him at home.
Where'd you get the new vehicle?
I need one older so I can leave it at home.
Yeah.
I'm thinking about something older. Who says that?
Well, because I think
what color do you want? Red? Blue? What are you looking for? I'll go white. Definitely
well,
white.
Well, because, you know, like I like to be spontaneous just if I want to go out of town. Like, in, like, 20 minutes, I decide I'm going out of town.
Right.
Yeah, I don't want to have to. I don't have to, like, find, you know, a babysitter or something or take the kid with me.
Right.
If the kid can stay home, great.
The kid.
You take it to the kid.
Hey,
later.
Timmy, be gone for a couple of days, man. There's some Totinos in the oven.
See
we
you
good?
Later. Bye-bye.
All right, then.
But
Sam, we got bread. We got Rotellas in the cupboard. Get you some Oscar Mayer. Be back from Florida in about 3 days. Okay?
What would you say is the age, the appropriate age in 2021 to leave
Timmy
a kid
would be
by
like,
himself?
But Gary, you just got
what'd
me.
What'd you say?
You just got me.
How old?
I think you can leave a teenager by themselves. I think
so
13.
14, 15?
I said 13.
13 by himself. You're going out of town. You're leaving a 13-year-old at home by himself.
Out of town, I'd go higher.
13.
Like, if you're just going out to run an errand.
Oh. No, I know. I meant leaving him by themselves. Yeah. Like, he's going. I feel like every now and then, every 20 minutes, I just want to go someplace. He leaves. He goes someplace. How old does the kid need to be to leave them at home by themselves?
So, like, say you're going out to dinner?
No. I mean, like, going to Florida.
Oh. Oh, not 13.
No, not 13.
Not 13.
Well, 15, 16?
I don't know that I would do that.
Well, you just like, going to run up and go catch Cubs at Wrigley?
I don't just like to go out of town.
That could be a day trip. If they're playing, you leave in the morning, catch the day, come back at night.
Uh-huh.
Hey, kid, it'll be okay. I know you're 12. Just hang out. Play some video games. I'll be back.
But they got to be athletic. They got to be like,
I've
have a future.
I've got two hungry mans. Leave the one with the gravy. That's mine.
You have a lot of requirements for this adopted kid.
Can you imagine?
I'm just saying. Can you be athletic?
Can you imagine if
older
Richard would come live with me? Like all the college coaches that would have to come and make in-home visits with us.
You'd be the guy. You'd be his
guy.
That'd
be awesome.
You'd be his influencer, as they used to say back in the day.
Like social media and Instagram?
I'd scoop him. But it'll probably end up being a dog.
You'd go to jail.
Doggy dog dog.
You want a little dog or a big dog?
You know what?
An older dog.
Depends on...
I want a dog that's already potty trained. And can do
it. I want a dog from the beginning so that we can grow together.
Oh, that's cute.
We can go to doggy daycare, all that kind of stuff.
Right. Would you let the dog sit in the front seat?
I might have a hard time with the dog just like being in the car.
At all?
Unless the dog was cool and the dog liked to hang out
the
window.
Are you going to take the dog anyplace far ever?
Walk? But if the,
get outside the car
and
walk.
I can't have a dog. I can't have a dog that's just going to like be all concerned and lay down and pee on the seat. I want a dog that's going to be in the passenger seat and likes to hang out the window. That's the dog I want.
The cool dog.
So I would have to.
You and all the women with the cool sunglasses.
Well, I mean, who wants a boring dog? I want a feisty dog.
Almost no dogs are boring.
Not a lot of boring dogs. Sharpie, out there. You make me laugh.
I mean, I could just set up an agency, you know, like
an adoption agency.
You know, people that are in the market in the dating world, what attracts women? Dogs and kids. And I could just like be the go between of renting, you know.
Rent him a kid for a while?
I did in Lincoln. I had a friend who had a baby and I think she was 8 months. I said, yeah, I'll push her in the stroller along the walking path that has a lot of co-eds.
One of the people, this is what you're talking about. So one of the people we met at the wedding, right? One of the bride's old friends from high school. She met a guy. Here's how she met him. They both were hockey parents. She was looking for somebody to date.
She kept her hands in her pockets.
On the website, identified as, I have a 9-year-old, right? I'm a hockey parent. He has a 9-year-old. He's a hockey parent. That's how they met.
Bam. 2 minutes for holding.
Mm-hmm. 6 seconds.
Better
than six seconds.
Better or worse than 6 seconds?
6 seconds for holding. And it worked out. They've been together for like 4 months.
Oh, so it
with the caveat, don't carry the equipment in the trunk.
It stinks. Well, he's got a truck for that. He puts the stuff in the back of the truck.
Pass.
But it works. Like I pushed this little this 8-month-old infant in the stroller, and you know there was like a jogging path, and it was summertime in Lincoln.
Everybody thinks Zoe is way cute. Take her for a couple days.
Go ahead.
See what you can do.
Let me see the baby.
I'll let you boy in a couple days.
Let me see the baby.
It's all yours. Easy eater. Potty trained. Just take her.
Yeah.
Get you a couple days.
Take her. I mean, like.
Weaned off of it.
I don't know.
She's darn near self-sufficient. Cutie pie, too. Give your boy a break.
All right, we need to go. We need to get ready for the podcast. We got to get ready.
All right, man.
Get ready.
Have a show.
Good to see you.
Bye-bye. Hey. See you later.
Hey, going to tie your shoes today?
Yeah, they hurt, man.
What's going on?
I don't know.